Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Simen Shin Samach Vav. We are up to Se'if Gimel. This is tonight's Amud is Reish Lamed Amud Beis, page 460. We are holding on Reish Lamed Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Habayi Shemenichem Bo Eruv, the house where you keep the Eruv, Ein Tzarich Litein Pas, does not need to contribute toward the bread toward the Eruv. And the Mishmur explains quite simply, Sharei Eine Eruv Ela Sheyachshav Kilu Kulan Darin Sham. The whole point of the Eruv is to make it considered as if everybody lives there. Varei hu darsham, but the guy whose house it is actually does live there. So you don't need to do something to make it as if he lives there. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, ve'ein tzarich shia be'eruv shava pruta. You don't need a shava pruta worth in the eruv. Says the Mishabura, la'afuke mimandi amar be'gemara eruv mishum kinyan. This is to exclude or preclude the opinion in the Gemara that eruv works midin kinyan shabalabayis maknalam beisu avorapas, where the balabayis is giving over some of his house as a kinyan in exchange for the bread. But then the pas would have to be worth money, so it has to be worth a shavapruta. So kamash milan, that's why the Shulchan Aruch tells us to lav mishum kinyanhu, that it's got nothing to do with kinyan. It's simply a sharing of the residence. And that's why we dafka use bread. And that's why you're not allowed to just leave some other item of yours in the house, because your food is what determines your home, the place where you eat. That's your house. All of this is clear in the Gemara. Back on the Shulchan Aruch, and the only place you can leave it in the chatzer is in, you're not supposed to leave it in the chatzer itself. Only in a house that's in the chatzer that's ro'i to live in. Lafuke beis sharach sadra umar pesas, as opposed to a beis sharach sadra umar pesas. These are places that are not ra'ui l'dira. Sivkat n'chaf la'fuke be'shar di'afagav shasunim ke'en batim, even though it's structurally like a house. Mikol malkom hol v'indris regal kol b'nei ha'chatzar l'chashiv dira. But it's a place where all the b'nei ha'chatzar go, so it's not a place of a private residence. Mar pesas malkom gvoa b'chatzar bo madregos olim behem la'lios v'zeh malkom gvoa muka pebinyin v'dorim bo. And Marpesas is a place that's high up in the chatzer and has stairs to go to it to the top floor, and it surrounds the building. Meaning, it's imagine like a two-story, like one of those motels you see where you have to go up the stairs to get to the porch that's on the top floor of the motel. So the that porch is not a place of dira. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch v'tzorach. The house where you keep the Eruv has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, even if it belongs to a katan. Says the Mishabura, 4 amos al 4 amos, to us who roi ledira. That's what defines something as roi ledira. Vimu rachav yosir me'arba, elishu katan barakov yeshal rabea 4 al 4. Let's say it's only 3 amos wide, but it's 100 amos long. Yesh deos bein poskim mikri dira. So that's the discussion of the poskim. Lefichach menachon laniach lichachila bebayis achar yosir. And therefore, it's much better to keep it in a larger bayis, which is definitely 4 by 4 amos. Similar to the machlokas that you have by Hilchus Mezuzah, is a room chayiv in Mezuzah. If it's not 4 by 4 amos in both directions, but it's more than 16 square amos. The house that they're putting the Erev in belongs to a katan. Dira. The chiddush over here is that it's not about a kinyan. If it were about a kinyan, the katan would be excluded. It's about dira. And therefore, even a house that belongs to a katan is included. If they normally keep it in one house, you should not switch houses because that would be a violation of darkei shalom. Siv katan chavdalid regilim litno tamid lafukeim lo hurglu adayin lezeh abayis and lahakbid mishanin lebayis acher. If they have not yet developed a habit of keeping it in one house, then you are allowed to move it from one house to another. Even if you have a little bit of a reason to switch houses, not good enough. You need a really good reason to switch houses from one place to the next. And to put it in a different house. And even if the balabayis dies, And even if the other guy is willing to contribute money, he's willing to pay people to leave the Erev in his house. And even if the second guy is a Talmud Chacham, the first guy is an Am Haaretz. But if when they started keeping it in one guy's house, they said, look, to this month we're keeping it in your house, next month we're keeping it in this guy, meaning the plan was all along to go on a rotation, so you're allowed to follow through with that rotation. The guy cannot go claiming Chazaka just because he's had it for some time. Others have problems with this. The issue of Darkei Shalom over here is that if they see that this guy used to have the Erev and now you're taking the Erev away from him, everyone's going to assume he did something terribly wrong. That if people are used to seeing the Erev in this guy's house and now they're going to come into his house and not see the Erev, they're going to assume there is no Erev and they're going to think that everybody's carrying without an Erev. The Tosus says, like I said before, that they're going to assume that this guy must be up to no good, and that's why they took the Erev away from him, because he must be stealing it or something. And that's going to lead to machlokas. And according to Rashi, we should certainly be machmir, even if he sold the house to somebody else, to keep the house, to keep the Erev in that house, even though the house has since been sold, it's under new ownership. But according to Tosos' understanding, no one's going to be choshed the new owner of having stolen or done anything wrong. He's brand new to the neighborhood. He never had the right to the Erev. So then you would be allowed to switch it. This is all if it's an Erev that you keep in someone's house for free. But if it's understood that, you know, this is one of the things they auction off in Simchas Torah, the right for the Erev, and people pay for it, so then obviously you're allowed to change it from one house to the next. Even if the second guy is also going to pay money. And even though you're not supposed to switch from one house to the other, if you do, you don't have to take it away from the guy that you had given it to. But if the second guy wants to be mevater and say, you know what, give it back to the guy who had it the whole time, he's allowed to do that. But this is a little bit of a tzaruch iyun lemaisa. A little bit weiter in Shulchan Aruch. Even a katan is able to collect the eruv and gather the eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu katan va'kol mitamanal. She'enu mishum kinyan she'ed tzaruch bardas la'aknos. Because the whole thing is not about kinyan that requires a bardas. V'yafal pi she'en b'maisa katan klum. And even though katan's maisim don't really count, mikol makom ha'eruv nasim emelik shunach b'bayis. The eruv happens automatically when it's left in his house. Mikol makom al yidei akum asur lekabtzol lechalchilu dechashu lignov lachlev tov bera. But we do not allow an akum to do the collection for the eruv because we're choshed that he's either going to steal it or switch out good food for bad food. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we learned the qualifications of the house that that you need to have the eruv in, and it has to be the eruv does not need to be a shavapruta. It does need to be in a house, and that house has to be a place that is a living space that's 4 amos by 4 amos. It's a machlokas if it's 16 square amos, but not 4 amos in either direction, whether that works. So we try to avoid that. It can be a child's house because it's not about kinyan. And then we learned the second halacha that if you leave it in someone's house for some period of time, you're not supposed to switch it to somebody else's house. Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, why that's the case, either because people are going to think if they don't see the Erev here that everyone's carrying without an Erev, that's Rashi, or Tosfos, people will think the guy is doing something wrong. Nafkamina would be if somebody else had bought the house, if there's a new owner of the house, whereas according to Rashi, you'd still have a concern that people will think there's no Erev. According to Tosfos, there is no concern. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Ramah on the top of Reish Lamed Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.